The book American Icon does focus on Roger Clemens' alleged use of performance-enhancing substances, and shortly after the Mitchell Report came out in February of 2008, we saw and heard Roger Clemens in sworn testimony before a congressional committee deny that he ever used steroids or human growth hormone. Now, based on the evidence that you and your other three colleagues have uncovered, was he lying?
Yeah, we think that he used steroids and human growth hormone going back as early as 1998. You've got to realize that Roger Clemens is in the middle of, his career coincides perfectly with this big renaissance for baseball, which was really driven by the sluggers. And here's an aging pitcher who was used to dominating and felt his game slipping a little bit. By and large, we try to sort of put him in the context of when he was doing this and what the environment around him was. A lot of guys were using these drugs, and a lot of guys were really working hard to cover everything up.
Let's go back a few years to when the Mitchell Report was released in December of 07. Now, that document, authored by former U.S. Senator George Mitchell, covered the recent history of steroid use in Major League Baseball. And in the report, several players were named as users, and Brian McNamee, a former trainer for the Yankees, specifically named Andy Pettitte and Roger Clemens. Did McNamee have anything to gain by naming them?
He had a lot to lose from lying. Because when he spoke to Mitchell, it was a condition of his cooperation agreement with the federal government, with the U.S. Attorney's Office for Northern California. Their cooperation agreement with him specified that he had to sit and speak with Mitchell. And when he had those conversations with Mitchell, the prosecutors were present. What he had to lose if he lied was much greater than anything he had to gain. And I don't really think he had much to gain.
I find it interesting that after the Mitchell Report's release also, as you report, Pettitte came clean, and consequently he's kept a lot of his straight guy image intact, while Clemens has continued to deny the allegations of steroid use or use of HGH. Now, given that the two were such close teammates, why do you think this is?
Well, that's really the human story that we wanted to tell that's at the middle of the book. In many ways, we tried to write it as a thriller, as a crime story, to give the sense of how these guys basically committed a crime and got away with it, and years passed, and then the net started falling on them, and their true characters started coming out. And that's really where Roger Clemens and Andy Pettitte diverge, because their reactions are so completely different, and the consequences of their actions are so completely different. I mean, it's astonishing when you see, when you look at the fact that at the final game played at Yankee Stadium before they opened the new Yankee Stadium this year, the final game at the historic old stadium, before the game there was a commemoration of all the heroic feats that had happened in Yankee Stadium, and all the old timers were brought out and saluted, and Roger Clemens' name was never mentioned.
Well, right now, a grand jury is believed to be investigating Clemens for perjury based on his testimony from February 2008. And next week, Kelly Blair, a former Pasadena gym owner, is due to testify before this grand jury. First of all, what's his involvement with this entire story?
Yeah, well, Kelly Blair is an interesting guy. He's a gym owner in Pasadena, Texas, outside of Houston, and he's related to the Pettitte family. We learned that Tom Pettitte, the father of the pitcher, got human growth hormone at the gym that Kelly Blair owned, which was called One-on-One Elite Fitness. It's now closed. And passed that growth hormone on to Andy Pettitte, who used it. When we found out about this, it was actually right in the middle of the congressional investigation, and we told Pettitte's attorneys about this, and at that point, Pettitte testified about his father's use, which was something that the committee didn't know about, and George Mitchell never found out about. Yeah, they're going to ask him, I'm sure, in front of the grand jury, under oath, they're going to ask him about Andy Pettitte and Tom Pettitte. He says he has nothing to hide, but it does give the prosecutors a lot of traction, or a little bit of traction, anyway. They've got other leads, obviously, to prove that Roger Clemens used, but, a grand jury investigation those things can expand.
Well, in your book, American Icon, you describe just basically a constant flow of drugs in and out of the one-on-one elite personal fitness gym that Kelly Blair ran. And it's mentioned in the book that, you know, at these gyms, cops often worked out at Blair's facility. But where were the local authorities in all this with all these drugs going on?
Well, you know, that's a point that we really try to make clear in the book, is that steroids and human growth hormone, these drugs they're all over the place. And in the past, the government has not enforced the laws against these drugs as avidly as they have drugs like cocaine, even marijuana. The steroids and human growth hormone are controlled substances, but by and large, you can go into gyms all over the country and find trainers and bodybuilders and average citizens who are using these drugs, getting them on the black market and using them for cosmetic purposes, what they call quality of life purposes, although these drugs are extremely dangerous. And if you talk to almost any physician, you'll find out how dangerous they can be.
Well, Brian McNamee, the former personal trainer we mentioned that helped start this ball rolling for Clemens, is suing Clemens now for defamation. And this comes after a federal judge here in Texas dismissed much of Clemens' own defamation suit against McNamee. And so what is McNamee hoping with his own suit against Clemens, and do you see it even moving forward?
Well, yeah, I think it will move forward. It's a weird sort of counterintuitive thing. A guy is suing another guy for saying, no, I'm not a drug dealer. But, these guys have been going at each other in the with these defamation suits and right from the very beginning. And McNamee has racked up some enormous legal bills, as has Clemens, I'm sure. But Clemens was being paid millions of dollars, and McNamee was never making anything close to that. So I think McNamee's out to recover those damages. I think his attorneys are also. I think they're focusing on the fact that Clemens and his attorneys have been calling McNamee a liar and caused him a lot of pain and anguish, as they say.
Nathaniel, you a baseball fan yourself, I guess?
You know, I used to be when I was young. I still like the sport a lot. I do think it's a sport that's really worth saving, and it's not going to be healthy until the sport confronts these issues, establishes really stringent anti-doping programs with, I think, even bigger penalties than 50 games, but that's my opinion.